I am doing a series on the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I was looking at Romans chapter 1, verse 16, the Apostle Paul, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Oh, wow. There is power in the gospel. One of the things that the gospel contains is all the names of God. And yesterday, I began just to read, of course, his name is Jesus, but all the names of Christ. And I just got happy in the Lord, and I just felt like I should just share some more of those with you today. It's so faith-building. He's considered the last Adam, our advocate, almighty, Alpha and Omega. He is the angel of his presence, the anointed, the apostle, the arm of the Lord, the author and finisher, the beginning and the end. He is beloved, blessed, and only potentate. He's the branch, the bread of life, the bridegroom, bright and morning star, brightness of his glory, captain of the Lord's host, captain of salvation. He was a carpenter, a chief shepherd, chief cornerstone, chiefest among 10,000. He was chosen of God, Christ a king, Christ Jesus, Christ of God, Christ the chosen of God, Christ the Lord, Christ the power of God, Christ the wisdom of God, Christ the Son of God. He was considered also the cornerstone, a counselor, covenant of the people. He's the son of David, day's man, day spring, the day star, our deliverer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He is the desire of all nations. He said, I am the door. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is eternal life. He is faithful, and he is true. He's the faithful witness, the finisher of faith, the first and the last, the first begotten of the dead, the firstborn. He is referred to as our foundation, the friend of sinners and a gift of God, the glory of Israel. Man, I could just go on and on and on and on and on. Do you know Jesus as Lord and Savior? Have you ever asked him into your life? If you haven't, would you ask him today? Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I repent of my sins. I give my heart and life to you. If you'll ask him, he'll come in. He really will. You know, we have not because we ask not. We are not forgiven of sin just because we know that he died on the cross and believe that. We have to receive him. And also with finances, for He's Alive Radio, we have not when we ask not. That's the reason why we ask. We take up an offering. That's basically what we're doing, and I'm doing it right now. I'm taking up an offering. I'm asking you, if you believe in He's Alive Radio, if you believe in the gospel that's being preached, the music that is being sung, would you support? Would you write today? The address is He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can give online at he'salive.net. We will send to you the CD, Christians and the Occult. Christine McGuire is the one who shares with Melissa. She has authored several books, and she's been a guest on AM Cafe, and she also has been on the 700 Club, Charisma Magazine. Her testimony will affect you. It really will. And I believe not only is she a gifted writer, but her story will help free many lives. We want to get this out to you. I look forward to hearing from you today. Once again, you can give online at he'salive.net. I look forward to hearing from you.